7 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is gone for the next couple of weeks, I think, anyway, till the end of the month on her Rocky River, Rock Road, Rock Island Road trip down the Colorado River. So we may never hear from her again.
I know. Hopefully we will, though.
Yes.
That'd be
right, exactly.
So I just want to hear when she got back, says, got me a bar.
Yeah. All right. So Jennifer is going to update us on television later in the hour. Have a visit from Michael McMaster. And a few, we have mostly a focus on food, however, in this hour, including a visit with Baylin Lincoln, who is running an organization called KeepFoodLegal.org. You might want to check that out as we prepare for our discussion about the fate of food. You've heard me talk about Farmageddon, the movie that's around now. Look for that. A lot of information about what is actually going on in the food supply. So food, we always love to talk about food. Food's good. Before we talk about food, however, because laughter is the best medicine, a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Okay, so most people know the big news in England last week was the rioting. A lot of anger expressed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's another story that hasn't been getting as much coverage. Muslim suicide bombers in Britain set to begin a 3-day strike in a dispute over the number of virgins they are entitled to in the afterlife. Emergency talks with Al-Qaeda have so far failed to produce any agreement. The unrest began last week when Al-Qaeda announced that the number of virgins a suicide bomber would receive after his death would be cut by 25%. From 72 to 60, company spokesperson said increases in recent years in the number of suicide bombings have resulted in a shortage of virgins. The Suicide Bombers Union, the British Organization of Occupational Martyrs, also known as BOOM, responded with a statement saying the move was unacceptable to its members and called for a general strike. Secretary Abdullah Amir told the press, quote, "Our members are literally working themselves to death in the cause of jihad. We don't ask for much in return, but to be treated like this is like a kick in the teeth." Speaking from his shed in Tipton in the West Midlands, the new Al-Qaeda chief explained, quote, "I sympathize with our workers' concerns, but Al-Qaeda is simply not in a position to meet their demands. They are simply not accepting the realities of modern-day jihad in a competitive marketplace. Thanks to Western depravity, there are now a chronic shortage of virgins in the afterlife. It's a straight choice between reducing expenditures or laying people off. I don't like cutting benefits, but I'd hate to have to tell 3,000 of my staff they won't be able to blow themselves up." Spokesperson for the union in the northeast of England and Ireland and the entire Australian continent stated that the change would not hurt their membership as there are few virgins in their areas anyway. According to some industry sources, the drop in the number of suicide bombings has been attributed to the emergence of Scottish singing star Susan Boyle. Many Muslim jihadists now know what a virgin looks like and have reconsidered their benefit packages. That is from the British Organization of Occupational Martyrs, also known as...
Kaboom.
Boom. Kaboom. All right, okay. All right, Baylin Lincoln will join us in a moment here to keep your food supply legal on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you didn't know Autotrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh-from-the-showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at Autotrader.com, you can compare brand-spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one. Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Who said we were perfect? Jennifer, are you perfect? Raise your hand if you are.
No way. No.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, right. Pretty close.
One of us has to be perfect, and it's certainly not the two of us.
Yeah,
Doug and I.
Yourself, Richie. Hi, 14 past the hour. I seem to have jumped the gun.
We were just excited. Don't worry about it.
All right, so here's the story. This is a person who wants to keep food legal is supposed to be here Thursday, not Tuesday this time.
It's the ultimate tease. Come back Thursday at this time.
Come back next to the Thursday. All right. So anyway, there is, however, plenty of controversy to go around. There is a new campaign. If you're suffering from PMS.
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Sometimes
I do. Yes, I'll admit it, Dougie.
There is a new ad from the California Milk Processing Board. The dairy industry new marketing strategy that suggests men ought to buy women milk to alleviate their monthly problems.
Really? Now, how does that work?
Yeah. The campaign includes billboards, a website, and radio ads that advise men on how to deal with their hormonally challenged blame-casting wives and girlfriends.
Oh, I see what it is. This is a self-defense mechanism.
What? I suppose you could look at it
if
that way.
If some man handed me a glass of milk and said, you better drink this, and I was feeling a little...
yeah.
That glass of milk would not go in my mouth, but it would go in a part of his body that...
No! One of the ads, Jennifer, shows a man holding a gallon of milk with a headline, "We can both blame myself."
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means. Everythingidoiswrong.org is the website.
No, that's kind of funny.
Everythingidoiswrong.org includes a color-coded current global PMS level. A puppy dog
eyeser
that supposedly gives a guy's face a look that's hard to stay angry at. And a video apology enhancer. The site also provides an emergency milk locator, of course. Let's see here. One commentator sniped, utterly ridiculous. Another gave it a thumbs up.
They always try to milk that utterly joke.
Yeah. I know they do, right? This ad campaign is hilarious. Somebody said, I don't get why it's considered controversial. It pokes fun at both men and women.
I like the color-coded thing. I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like it if when I sat down here in the morning, you had a color code?
Like you had a little flag on your on your Facebook
page. Is it
going
to be Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde today?
Green, yellow, orange, or red. Give me a break. How easy could that be?
Really? And which color represents which part of this problem?
I'm okay today. I'd say I'm a green.
Green today.
You could always push me to a solid yellow, but I think I'd stay out of the orange or the red.
I've done that on occasion. Right? Uh-huh. The humor is aimed at women... Huh? I don't think it is. I think the humor is aimed at how clueless men are at dealing with emotional situations. That's really what I see this to be. The science behind the advertising, the Milk Board's website points to a study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, which had ties to the calcium manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline. The story notes that chairwoman of the University of California Davis Department of Nutrition was skeptical, saying, quote, I'm not familiar with research supporting the relativity, the relationship of milk to these other problems. However, we never let science get in the way of a good ad campaign, right? Everybody understand what I'm talking about here? This is a milk campaign that helps.
Is it done, and it's done by the Milk Board.
Right.
Right.
To generate
controversy. And they put on a website.
They
because
wanted.
Apparently there's must be a fact that says that PMS is alleviated
by milk.
Let's
look this up.
All right, here we go. We're going to check this out.
Meanwhile, do some fact-checking.
The Milk Board has encouraged schools to serve flavored milk. This is something they've done in the past. The argument, children who missed out on their nutrients at breakfast could have little chocolate milk at lunch. But the big deal has been sugar.
Nothing is meaner than a hormonal girl, teenage girls.
Ugh. Really?
Oh. Ah. Serve them lots of milk.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway. Wasn't it Sheryl Crow? How far back does that? The first milk with the mustache, wasn't Sheryl Crow the first one?
She might have been. That was.
I remember her saying something.
She wasn't the first one.
But wasn't it? She said that nutrients in milk can play an important role in weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you.
Calcium has been a long time. Well, in the past 5 or 6 years where they said calcium and weight loss go together.
All right, here's the story. This is the real story. This is from your friend Doug Steffen, who's a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Homogenized milk, no matter what it is, even skim milk, can produce weight gain. Not much with skim milk, but if you have 2% or 4% milk that's been homogenized, the weight gain you get, the fat that's been broken up by the homogenization process, allows your body to absorb the fat. That's the medical fact. If you're drinking raw milk, you will not get fat because the fat globules have not been broken up by the homogenization process. So the fat is at the top of the bottle. You can pour it off if you want. Or you can drink it because your body won't absorb it any more than it'll absorb a piece of steak. It gets the digestive system works the stuff over, gets the nutrients out of it, and you pass the rest of it out as fecal matter.
That's interesting, Gonzo. But not with homogenized milk, right?
Homogenized milk, the fat's broken up. The fat globules are small enough to be absorbed into your system, therefore you get the fat. Fat globules in raw milk that has not been treated for anything are big enough so your system will not absorb them. All right, got that? And there's government data that proves that raw milk is safe. I think I'll talk about that a little bit later on. We also are observing the passing of Elvis today on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Uh-huh.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no woman with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I got stoned on a sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling to come from the me. It started in my eyes, got locked in my pain. Oh, loot of my heart, love song, yeah, I'm mine. I got stoned.
Elvis Presley rushed from Graceland to Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis on this day in 1977. Doctors' efforts to revive him were fruitless. He was pronounced dead at 3:30 in the afternoon, only 42 years old.
I got news for you, son. They weren't fruitless. There's plenty of bananas in there, bananas and peanut butter.
Grape jam.
Tons of fruit. Grape jam. Man, that was a big night.
I can remember seeing the video of all of the thousands and thousands of mourning fans that kept the vigil outside of Graceland. 3 days after he died, there was this vigil, and then he was buried.
Uh-huh.
Thousands more lined the streets for the funeral. I can remember being at Graceland and thinking, what a weird
love this song
place. I mean, the place is so like not like the rest of the neighborhood. Anyway, so Elvis certainly remembered today. We always remember him on his birthday, which is January 8th, I believe.
Yeah.
Why not?
It used to be like a national holiday, that Elvis's day, the day he died. And
yeah.
Now it's just like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the 2020 music quiz. You ready?
Ready.
Sure.
What was his first hit? 1956 is the year. The first number one
we're gonna have a debate on
breakout
this.
Song that was his big start. 800-510-8255. 107 hits on the pop charts. Unprecedented number of fans. I got two of these. We can do two of these, Richie. You can either of these. I'll take two different calls on these. The first number one hit that he had, 1956. The last number one hit that he had, 1981. Presley had 28 goal records, 38.
So his first and his last.
His first number one song and his last number one song. But two different winners because it's give away some of our e-food and it will spread the wealth around. So you win a prize if you can tell me what his first number one song was, 1956, and what his last number one song was, 1981. 800-510-8255. It's now or never.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
The city, right, music world, I think everybody in the country, around the world, fans were shocked when they learned how he died.
My mom and my aunt, oh, yeah. Oh, my God, they were crushed.
Some people have maintained all along that he did not die, that he's not dead. He just wanted to get away from it all. He's been sighted most recently near a hamburger joint in Kalamazoo.
Burger King, yeah.
With Burger. Michael Jackson.
He was the king. Right. I think Michael's pretty much gone. I think we got that. 800-510-8255. Number, first number one song and last number one song. All right, let's see here. You think we're going to have an argument about this, Richie?
Well, you're saying number one, right?
Yeah, first hit.
I mean, that's a proven thing, his first number one.
Yeah. Ken, in Denver, what do you think it was?
Love Me Tender.
No, sir. Thank you for the call, though.
Oh.
Jim in El Paso, what do you think it is?
Hound Dog.
Hound Dog, not correct. Brent, do you want to consider another guess? Where'd Brent go?
Hmm.
Oh, I thought his first number one hit was Hound Dog, too, but maybe it's...
It's another song begins with an H. I'll give you that. Let's see if we can find the answer. 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new report by the Pew Research Center found that over 80% of American adults now own a cell phone. Besides actually making a call, the most common activities are text messaging and taking pictures. 13% of respondents admitted to pretending to be on the phone in order to avoid those around them. In other news, the location-based service Foursquare recently introduced a new feature that lets users create lists of their favorite places. Think you know all the coolest spots in town? Foursquare now lets you share them with your friends. And finally, if you're trying to ease your way into a mobile data plan, Verizon is testing a $20 a month entry-level option. While it's the cheapest smartphone option, it only allows 300 megabytes of monthly data. There's no reason to buy this plan, as 2 gigabytes is only $10 more. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Looking for Everybody Loves Raymond in primetime?
Damn straight.
Then go to TV Land for back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond every night at 9, 8 Central.
What are you talking about?
It's simple. TV Land is cable TV's exclusive primetime home of Everybody Loves Raymond. So tune into TV Land every night after dinner.
Fendo, what are you having?
We're having a big bowl of Get Out of My House, old man.
Laugh more tonight and every night with back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Passing of Elvis in the focus. All right, so we've had guesses. They have not been correct, so we'll try it again. 800-510-8255 for all the marbles. What's the first hit? It was generated by Mr. Presley in 1956, and the last one was in 1981. Names, please. One win for each of the two names, Richie, so we'd have two winners.
Okay.
Clever as I am about figuring that stuff out, right? 800-510-8255. Here's Francis in San Jose, California. Hi, Francis.
This is he.
Yes, it is you, sir. It is you. Congratulations, everybody.
It is I.
Francis, say.
Au contraire, this is you. It's grammatically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take him to the woodshed, Francis.
Somebody sent me an email today.
Yes,
somebody named
me.
Linda. Well, no, this is Linda Farmer, who said, I'm tired of your mispronunciation of words. It's produce, not produce. It's Mayberry, not Mayberry. It's blueberry, not it's blueberry, not blueberry. It's rules, not rules. It's news, not news. You know what, Linda? Have a nice day.
I like Linda.
Good for you. Yes, all right, so Francis.
We all have something.
Yes,
that
we do.
Say.
Yes, we do. All right, so Francis.
Yes.
You believe the first hit that Mr. Presley had was what?
Don't step on my blue suede shoes.
I was in there among the first three or four, I think, Richie. Rich has decided he's going to argue with me about who or what was the, we know it's all Elvis, but the first hit. This was not his first number. It was close, though. You're in the right territory.
You know, I don't see this as ever hitting number one.
What?
Really?
Blue suede shoes?
Yeah. Came pretty close. All right, Francis, you're a good gentleman to have tried us out. I appreciate the call. 800-510-8255.
Yeah, this one never hit number one.
Never hit number one.
Nope.
No. All right, Jennifer's going to check what's going on in the world of television. A major cancellation of what some thought was a major television program. That announcement coming up. Plus the reason, if you didn't hear, that ABC is going to air this story about Jackie O blaming LBJ. You had that story. You have that story, right, Jen? I don't want to.
You would never step on my blue suede shoes.
Never step on your blue suede shoes. No, right, exactly. And will NBC air the Playboy Club?
Mm.
We'll find out about that in a few minutes. Yes. 800-510-8255. Guys, listen up, please. This is not. Although, wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Richie, Richie, you free from the phones? Is Michael answering the phones?
Michael's answering the phones.
Okay.
Yes,
so we were talking earlier about the new commercial or commercials being aimed at women and men who think they can help women with PMS by giving them milk. So we found the audio to one of the commercials. Actually, there are, I think there are three different commercials playing, right? Is that right? Did you find all three of them, Richie?
I just found the one, and it's pretty funny. There's the audio doesn't really tell the story, but it is funny.
All right, this is from, what's the website? I cited it, and now I can't remember what it was.
I just found mine on YouTube.
Yeah,
that you were talking about everythingidoiswrong.com.
All right, everything I do, yeah, okay. So here is the audio from that commercial.
Right. Again, the audio is mostly music.
Yeah, but it's there's a big voice like Barry White's voice.
No, there's two guys. There's two guys feverishly trying to get every gallon of milk off of the shelf at the supermarket and putting it in their cart. There's a guy robbing a milk truck and leaving just change and dollar bills.
Study has shown that calcium may reduce the symptoms of PMS. Honey, I'm home.
Got milk. That's pretty funny. All these desperate guys grabbing milk from anywhere they can.
Excuse me. Women think that's funny or not?
Yeah, I think it's hysterical.
But see, the funny thing is that this commercial was, and I remember this commercial was out in 2006.
Yeah. Now so, it's come back again.
If you Google it, though, there's a big controversy from Adweek, which is a trade organization or trade magazine that covers that covers all of the stuff going on in the advertising world. And feminists were really upset
about
that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, exactly. That's what they're right.
You know, I'm
Gloria
not much
Steinem,
of a
thinks
feminist,
she's going to be drinking milk?
Women. I think it's funny.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Jennifer.
I'm just chiming in as your token girl on the staff.
All right, let's see here.
Token girl.
Token woman. Please.
Woman.
Okay, so we're looking for Elvis's first song and his last. First hit, last hit. Pat's in Taylorsville, Utah. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking. How about you, more importantly? How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't believe I'm up so early.
Why are you up this early? What's going on?
Well, I turned on the radio and I heard Elvis.
Ah!
And I love Elvis.
Gotcha. Right.
Going,
I know.
Gotcha.
There
you go. Good for you. Good for us that we got you going. All right, so what was his first big hit?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, this my baby left me. Well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street. That Heartbreak Hotel.
Let's let Pat sing this. Come on, Pat, sing it.
They say, I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Were there ever any female impersonators of Elvis, or they always were men?
Well, there are tons of female impersonators.
Are there?
Yeah. Japanese, black, Middle Eastern. Oh,
I have
man.
A friend who does a really mean Elvis at karaoke bars. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hot.
Really?
Yeah. It really is. Hot.
I know a guy who's a Elvis impersonator, and he could not separate his real life. This is when I was in the car business.
Yeah.
And he could not separate his real life from his pseudo Elvis life. And he would do the cruise ships and all that stuff.
So, Pat, how old were you when Elvis passed? What were you doing? Do you remember when?
I do remember. I remember my girlfriend calling me on the phone. But I must have been, let's see, when I first went to see Elvis, I'm from Chicago, at the Chicago Amphitheater when I was 14 years old.
Uh-huh.
That's when
the right
I started. That's exactly it. I must have been, I must have been in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
Right
passed.
Now, I'm in my 60s.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry, Pat.
Isn't that
there's
neat that you got to see him, though?
Yeah. Now, hold on just a second, because I want to have you meet Donna. Donna is in or on Staten Island. I suppose you could be in Staten Island or on Staten Island, Donna, right?
Yes, I'm in Staten Island.
Are
you a mob wife?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh, man. Jennifer.
My sister knows a couple of them, but no.
Oh, I so want to meet your sister and you and them. And, we could have our own club. It would be fun. The non-mob wives of Staten Island.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead, Peggy.
That's very nice of you, Jennifer. Thank you. Give me back the floor. All right, so Donna, you have the last big hit for Mr. Presley, you think, right?
Yes. Guitar Man.
1981. Guitar Man. Richie likes this one really the best.
This,
right.
This would be my favorite.
So, Donna, say hi to Pat. Pat, say hi to Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi, how are you? I'm just great.
All right. Now, Donna, you heard Pat tell her story about what she remembered in terms of being a fan for Elvis. What's yours?
I was too young to be a fan. I remember the day he passed away, though. We were in our house upstate, and I was 16.
Yeah. Yep. So, 16... back to 1977, that would put you at younger than Pat. How's that?
I am 50, yes.
All right.
But it's nice to be younger than somebody at 50.
That's an interesting exchange. So what's the role that Elvis plays in either of your lives today? Pat said she turned the radio and she heard Elvis. That's why she stayed where she was. Donna, what is the role that Elvis plays in your life today?
My father is a dead ringer for Elvis.
A dead ringer, really?
His wedding photo, my mother looked like Madonna and my father looked like Elvis.
Wow.
Wow, you would be
You gotta be hot.
I know.
I like to think so.
Well, nothing wrong with that. What do you do?
I think you have to send us a picture of your mom and dad and you so that we can put it on the website.
Still look great. They both still look awesome. So does my grandmother, by the way.
All right. So Donna's going to send us a picture of her mother, father, and her. Is that what you're asking for, Richie?
Yeah. Got to see this family tree here. If Madonna and Elvis were to mate, what they make.
Okay.
All right.
My kids are gorgeous, too. I'll send the whole family.
Yeah,
picture.
We'd love to have that.
Your kids are gorgeous?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Well, that means do you have a gorgeous husband?
Both of them, yes.
Both of them.
I'm telling you, we're going to be friends.
That's good. All right. I like this woman. There could be room for a third there, Donna. You never can tell.
Actually, I'm on my way there, so.
Keep your options open.
You're on your way to your third husband?
Yes.
Oh. Have you found him yet? Haven't found him yet, though,
no,
right?
No, not yet.
All right. Oh, well, good luck in that hunt. Hold on just
Thanks,
a second.
Yeah.
All right, so, Pat, what are you going to send us a picture?
Oh, me?
Yeah, why don't you send us a picture, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a newlywed.
Are you?
Ooh, congratulations.
I hope your husband's younger than you are. Is he?
No. No, I like the older men.
Oh, do you?
Hey.
Oh.
One foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
Perfect.
Oh, it was fun. It was my first time getting married, so.
Really?
I thought, what the heck? But I'm 65. I might as well get married.
I love that. Isn't that swell? That's
you
good.
Kids gonna have kids?
Well, you know, we're thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
But he already has two kids, so that's
right. Very cool.
That's too sweet. So send us pictures. You know what we need to do? We need to get our listeners to send us pictures.
We want a gallery
of pictures of our listeners at Good Day.
We want your wedding picture, Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah. Right. Email us your wedding picture.
I can do that.
Send it to Doug@DougStefan.com or Rich@DougStefan.com.
Or send it to Jennifer, because I'll put it on our Facebook page, because that'll be fun.
Yeah. Right, so that's cool. Here's what the average Doug Stefan listener looks like. And that way we can help Donna find her third husband, too. That'd be cool.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That'd be wonderful, sure.
That's sweet. All right, cool. Pat, you're a wonderful person. Your husband's lucky to have you. Take good care. Hold on a second. We'll send you some free e-food. It's 15 before the hour. Listen up. You should know by now how important it is to take care of your prostate health. Prostate can affect urine flow. If you're tired of getting up to go in the middle of the night, this is the number for you. This affects your intimacy, your ability to get a good night's sleep. See your doctor for a checkup and start taking Master Prostate Formula. You'll get one of the million free bottles that Master Prostate's giving away. It has 12 ingredients known to promote healthy prostate function, get a good night's sleep. It's all natural. The best part, you get a free bottle right now by calling 800-716-6520. That's 800-716-6520. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and you'll get your free bottle. See how it works. The problem of getting up at night go away immediately. Call now for details. Tell them Doug sent you. 800-716-6520.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Let's go.
Let's go. 13 before the hour. Jennifer Horn has the latest cancellation of what was thought to be a quasi-important television program.
Yeah,
when it was
one
first
of the most
aired.
Popular reality series of all time, and the creator of some really bad hair, Kate Plus 8, has been canceled by TLC.
Oh.
I know. What is she going to do? She may have to get a job or something crazy like that. I don't know.
I didn't know it was still on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it was just about her and the kids, not John.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's
anyway.
When is the last airing?
It's over. They didn't renew for the next season. So after this one, it's done. They did 150 episodes, though. Ooh. So I'm not going to cry for her too much. That's a lot.
Is she going to get, reruns or something like that?
Oh, there might be. But I don't know. They don't tend to rerun reality shows.
Yeah,
too much.
That's true. Yeah.
And then big news over at The Talk. I'm not sure what is going on there. But CBS has this show that's very much like The View. And earlier this year in January.
It's awful.
It's not that great. No. But Marissa Winkler left, or however you say her name.
Winkler.
Gotta be careful with it.
Winkler.
But now they haven't picked up the option for Leah Remini or Holly Robinson Pete. So the only people left are Sarah Gilbert, Sharon Osbourne, who's taking a break from the show, and I don't know who else they're going to bring on. Kind of a weird deal there. Sex and the City may come back to TV. This is the big news of the day for women everywhere.
Man.
Because it didn't do so well in film, they want to take the TV hit back to where it was made and on television. Sarah Jessica Parker's attached to the project. She wants to be producing it, and it's going to show them in their young years. So it won't feature the same cast, but it'll be younger actresses in the same roles. What do you think?
Just when I got my wife off of that. You know what I mean?
That won't work.
And a little Dancing with the Stars news?
Yeah.
You want to know who's in?
Who? Sure.
Queen Latifah.
Oh, she'd be good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And Snooki said to be in. And then also Tiffany Thiessen, Kristen Cavallari, and Rob Kardashian.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. So the story, if you didn't hear the story yesterday, we were talking about this ABC special on Jackie O's hidden tapes that claim that LBJ was responsible for killing her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is that ABC was originally going to air that show that cast the Kennedys in a bad light.
Right. But ended up on Caroline Kennedy cut a deal.
Right. Caroline Kennedy made a deal with ABC. You drop the show that shows us bad. We'll give you the show that makes LBJ look bad.
Exactly.
So that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
backroom deals.
$10 million involved in this somehow or other. The Kennedys got $10 million for these tapes.
Because they need it. They were hurting.
Yeah, they need the money.
By the way,
not enough liquor being sold in our country yesterday.
No.
Elvis's last chart hit.
Yeah.
A little less conversation. 2002.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey, here's some news, hot news. Our good friend Pakistan has shown what was left of the U.S. chopper that got blown up to the Chinese.
Sure.
Allowed the China to examine the skin, the stealth skin that was left. They blew up the helicopter, but the tail was left. So the Chinese military engineers have been there to look at this Black Hawk, photograph it, take samples of its skin.
Yep.
Our good friends Pakistan. Our good friends the Chinese. Thank you very much. So how much money should they be getting from the taxpayer in America this year? Zero.
Yep.
Nothing. 54 past the hour. Time now for one of our bi-weekly. It's bi-weekly is two. Did I have this conversation before? Semi-weekly would mean...
Yes, it's bi-weekly.
Every 2 weeks, but it's bi-weekly. Correct. It's twice a week. Michael McMaster is here, a master of the mind and simple principles to make your life better. One of the things that I find most disconcerting, Michael, is the number of people who play the blame game. There's always this who's to blame thing. If you notice that, and I wonder how much of a distraction that is to people who are trying to make a success out of their lives. If they continue to focus on blame rather than fixing the problem, doesn't that sort of get in the way of making things better?
Well, that's very interesting. I have a very different view on that. I believe that when we meet people, they're actually reflecting back to us what we need to learn. So if you're actually blaming somebody for something, that is something that's actually going on inside of you that you need to look at and fix.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people don't like to take responsibility for their own lives or actually see that they might be wrong in something, so that's why they blame somebody else for the, you know, for the problems.
Mm-hmm. So which of your CDs would address that? If you have, see, Michael has a CD pretty much to get you through most anything in your life that you may be confronting, and that's why I like his simple solutions to things. Which of the tapes would you listen to understand how to deflect blame or deal with it?
Probably Simple Happiness. Mm-hmm. I mean, happiness and understanding yourself is the answer to a lot of things. If you take responsibility for who you are as a person and what you think and what you feel, then that brings happiness to you. Then the way that you interact with life actually improves greatly in the way that you interact with people. But it all comes down to you. You know, like I said, everything outside of you is a reflection of you. I mean, if things are not working well in your life, it's, right. it's usually because of what's going on inside of you. You're not a happy person.
There's denial here. I think there's lots of denial with people who say they want to be happy, but they don't understand that happiness does start within. Looking at the mirror and saying, I kind of like that person, is a very important thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Denial usually means that there's something that you should be working on. I mean, happiness is a very simple thing to accomplish if you understand some simple steps. And so in that happiness CD, I have them there. It'll take you 5 minutes to learn these simple things, and it'll transform your life. It is not that difficult once you understand how to do it.
All right. Michael-McMaster.com. If you go to DougStefan.com, you will see Michael's picture first across the column where it says Contributors. Click on that. Go to MichaelMcMaster.com and find out how you can get simple happiness. The CD is there. There are a lot of other ones as well that will help you overcome a lot of the things that you may have been dealing with. And that's what I want. I like solutions, love solutions. That's why I love Michael. Michael-McMaster.com. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
This program is aimed at solutions, and I highly recommend Michael McMaster. A lot of great stuff there. I've listened to a lot of what he said. If you want to find happiness, Richie, you want to find it. Roberta wants to find it. Jennifer wants to find it.
I do.
Simple happiness, Michael-McMaster.com. Stop playing the blame game. 59 after on Good Day.